KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 20. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Friday, January 5th. News brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and E&E Construction. Should be a nice day today with sunshine and highs in the low 50s. We'll have highs in the 50s through the weekend. Sunshine tomorrow. Look for rain coming in Sunday. And most areas will get anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rain. Four suspects in custody in an overnight burglary in Grady County. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get three bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
Several burglary suspects behind bars this morning. Grady County Sheriff's deputies arresting four people overnight on complaints ranging from burglary to grand larceny. We don't have any details. We can tell you, though, that 42-year-old Jerry Stroud, 55-year-old Danny Harrison, 52-year-old Julie Carlene Maxson, and 45-year-old Larry Ray Abel all booked into the Grady County Jail early this morning. Abel also wanted for a Stevens County case. Formal charges against the four could be filed today. Grady County Sheriff Jim Weir promoting one of his top deputies to Undersheriff. Lieutenant Phil Blevins elevated to the post this week. The appointment does require the approval of county commissioners, which is expected on Monday. Weir says Blevins has about 20 years of law enforcement experience.
He's been the Minco Chief of Police. He's worked at the Canadian County Sheriff's Office. He also worked at the Union City Police Department. And he was at all places for extended time. So he's got a wide field of experience in law enforcement.
Blevins has served as the chief investigator for the sheriff's office for the more serious crimes in the region, and he'll continue that role along with his new duties. Blevins taking over the post from Rusty Pyle, who recently retired after serving more than 40 years in law enforcement. Chickasha City officials to advertise for bids at about $500,000 in infrastructure repairs. The City Council approved looking for vendors for street and storm drain repairs this week in the 1500 block of Virginia. Also for storm drain inlet replacements. Cost estimates for both projects in the $250,000 range. The Council also approved going out for bids to improve the right-of-way area in the parking lot just west of City Hall. The owner of the buildings next to the parking lot recently complained that when the parking lot was built, it was higher than his buildings, and so that every time it rains, nearly all the businesses in that building flood. Estimated cost of that project right around $120,000. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
More City Hall news this morning as the City Council will try again to find a vendor to make some upgrades on the Lake Chickasha Dam. Last fall, the city received four bids for the project, and the only qualified bid was above budget, and the panel turned that one down. In a recent inspection of the dam. It showed no structural deficiencies, but officials are asking for bids to perform about $150,000 in maintenance, and officials are hoping for more competitive bids this time around. The recent inspection indicated that the dam is in fair condition, but there are some areas that need some significant improvement. A lot of the work would be repairing the dam, removing trees, and doing some fence work. Customers of Public Service Company of Oklahoma and CenterPoint Energy could get rebates on their utility bills. That is, if a proposal in front of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission does get final approval. Administrative law judges this week recommending that PSO and CenterPoint Energy and other utilities give rebates to their customers because of the tax savings they're going to get from the federal tax reforms approved by Congress and signed by President Trump. Officials say those savings should be passed on to the customers. Early voting continuing today for the special Republican primary election to fill a seat in the State House of Representatives left vacant when Scott Biggs stepped down from the post late last year as House District 51. Chickasha's Dustin Payne and Marlow's Brad Bowles are on the ballot. Now, the actual election next Tuesday, but ballots can be cast today from 8 to 6 and tomorrow from 9 to 2 at county election boards in Chickasha, Duncan, and Purcell. If you want to vote early, you'll have to go to the county election board office in the county where you live. Otherwise, you can wait and vote at your regular precinct next Tuesday. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, the highest price in more than 3 years, over $62 a barrel, up to $62 and a penny. London-based Brent crude, $68.07. Natural gas was down to $2.88 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,317 and silver $17.19. Our cool weather forecast today, sunny, and we'll have temps in the low 50s today. We'll have temps in the 50s through the weekend with sunshine again tomorrow, but look for rain much of the day on Sunday, but light rain for the most part, and most areas in this region could see anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rain. Right now it's fair and 20 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
When it comes to garage door repairs, nobody gets you back on track like Paul Batchelder and John Ellis at E&E Construction. Whether it's simply a stubborn garage door opener or you need to replace a broken spring, call E&E Construction and they'll get right to it. They'll even install new garage doors for residential and commercial buildings. Quality, reliability, dependability. That's E&E Construction. Call 779-6558. That's 779-6558.
In sports, checking out some of the high school basketball tournaments in the region. At the Chickasha tournament last night, Chickasha boys and girls both fall to cash in their opening round games. Fighting Chicks dropped a 61-35 decision, while the girls lost 61-29. Both Chickasha teams play in the consolation semis this afternoon. The girls play Star Spencer at 1 o'clock. The boys play U.S. Grant at 2:30. And you can listen to both games on our sister station, 106.1 The Ranch, or online at 1061theranch.com. Other boys scores yesterday, top seed Northwest Classen over Altus, 69-35. And Wichita Falls Hershey over U.S. Grant, 65-49. For the girls, Lawton Mack over Chickasha JV, 59-20. Altus over Mustang JV, 61-45. And UConn over Star Spencer, 99-20. At the Black Diamond Classic in Rush Springs girls and Central High girls advance to the championship game tomorrow with wins last night. Rush Springs girls beating Walters, 46-34, while Central took care of Velma Alma, 52-40. Boys semifinals tonight at Rush Springs, Sterling versus Roth, and Velma Alma versus Walters. AMPO boys and girls, both winners in their first round games at the Hinton tournament yesterday, so they play in the semifinals today. And at Anadarko, girls semifinals today, Anadarko versus Blanchard, and El Reno versus Ardmore. For the boys semifinals, Anadarko versus El Reno, and a Caddo County matchup between a couple of top five teams, number 2 Fort Cobb Broxton, number 4 Sorrel. First time for those teams to meet up this season. The OU women's basketball team scoring 84-71 win over TCU in a game at the Lloyd Noble Center last night. And the Oklahoma City Thunder put up big numbers for the second night in a row in a 127-117 win over the LA Clippers. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by E&E Construction, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.